There are a lot of things that are going on that are unjust. People aren't being held accountable for. And that's something that needs to change. That's something that, you know, this country stands for freedom, liberty, justice for all. And it's not happening for all right now.
Colin Kaepernick hasn't played an NFL game in more than 2 years. In October 2017, he filed a grievance against the league's owners, alleging that they colluded to keep him off the field. The quarterback's lawyers called the owners' decision not to sign him, quote, retribution for Kaepernick's on-field protests against racial inequality. And now, Kaepernick and the league have agreed to put an end to the grievance through a confidential settlement. Speaking on Sunday at CNN, Kaepernick's lawyer Mark Garagos said he expects his client will eventually get signed.
I'm going to make a bold prediction, although I've been wrong once before on this. I'm going to make a bold prediction that one of three teams picks him up.
Whether or not Kaepernick has thrown his last pass into the pros, the settlement seems like a pretty good deal for him. At the very least, it's a concession by the NFL that they didn't want this case to go to trial. But it also means the public may never really know if anything was going on behind the scenes to keep him out of the league. And there's nobody better to talk with us about this than Jamel Hill, staff writer for The Atlantic. Jamel, thanks so much for coming on The Takeaway.
Thank you for having me.
So what do we know? We don't know a lot about the settlement here, but what can we infer from this?
Well, I think you can definitely infer that the NFL was afraid for this to go to trial because, you know, there would have been a lot of things in the discovery process that would have been allowed. And there were reports that Colin Kaepernick's camp had text messages, emails, sensitive items that the league would never have wanted the public to see. And just in general, they're very wary about allowing not just the public, but in particular, the NFL Players Association, any kind of indication about how conversations about players and the inner workings of the league take place. Now, people have to remember that they settled the concussion lawsuit before that could fully go to trial. And this was part of the reason why, is that they didn't want any of the information, emails, phone or text messages, anything, memos to come out that would have given people an idea, I think, frankly, about how cold-blooded this billion-dollar industry can be. So you can not only just infer that there was a fear on the NFL's part, but you also can infer that this is the closest to an admission of guilt that Colin Kaepernick will probably ever receive, or those who support him. This is the closest thing you'll get to that.
We also talked, we know that Eric Reed, who is Kaepernick's former teammate on the San Francisco 49ers, also signed a settlement with the NFL over a grievance that he filed with the NFL last year. Now, unlike Kaepernick, Reed did end up getting signed by a team for 2018. What was Reed's role in all of this?
Well, Reed was a former teammate of Collins. He's a very close friend. And he joined him in this protest. And so, much like Colin, he received a lot of backlash. He also does a tremendous amount of charity work on the side. And one of the things that became public that he discussed is how in his charity events, you have businesses that were pulling out because of the protests he decided to engage in with Colin. So it not only cost him from a league earnings standpoint, because we have to remember there was a period of time where he was also unsigned, even though he eventually did get signed. And some of the same excuses that people would use with Colin Kaepernick, talking about how his last few seasons weren't as successful as, you know, maybe during the teeth of his career where he became a big star. Eric Reed was a Pro Bowl safety. And so his recent output certainly warranted a player his caliber should have been picked up right away, should never have been a free agent very long, but it extended. And I think it got to a point where necessity took over and there was probably more of a clean avenue for him to come back to the league, because in the NFL, there's a different standard for quarterbacks as it is for someone who plays Eric Reed's position. Quarterbacks are considered the leader and the faces of a team. They're out there so much more. And so I think the expectation from a public relations standpoint is much different for Colin Kaepernick than it is for Eric Reed, which is why his signing eventually took place. But nevertheless, leading up to that, make no mistake, there were lost wages and lost amount of income that Eric Reed could certainly claim.
Also, I'm wondering what this means for the settlement, means for the future of activism within the NFL. I mean, I'm especially interested to know what it means for players who aren't quarterbacks, who don't make the type of money that a quarterback like Kaepernick would have made, who aren't as visible as Colin. Is there a sense that this settlement implicitly or indirectly tells players it's okay to be political, or could there be a chilling effect?
I actually worry about the opposite effect. I do worry about it more being a chilling effect, because you have to look at what Colin Kaepernick has sacrificed up until now. Even though his attorney has discussed the fact that he believes it's a possibility that a team will sign him, I personally do not carry that belief, that it still cost him 2 years of his career, and it may cost him his entire career. There's a lot of scrutiny, a lot of backlash, a lot of negativity that Colin Kaepernick faced. And lucky for him, before his NFL career kind of came to a halt, he was on a really big contract that I'm sure was able to kind of wade him through as he went through this process. As you mentioned, a player with lesser means may not have that ability to do that. And also understand that part of the reason why I think the NFL also settled is that they didn't want this. They didn't want there to be potential that a loss would be entered into public record, meaning that this would have become a precedent case, and that if another player did decide to protest or to do something the equivalent of what Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reed did, they could point to this case as precedent that the NFL is capable of colluding against players who speak out. So legally, there's no precedent that exists. So a player that decides that they want to bring awareness to issues that matter with them will still probably face the same amount of backlash. And I'm not sure if a lot of these players, many of whom are not on guaranteed contracts, in fact, the majority are not, since that's just not the way the league generally does business. I'm not sure if this case, even this settlement, is going to inspire them to follow in his footsteps.
Jamel Hill is a staff writer for The Atlantic. Thank you so much, Jamel.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.